T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
No, you can't have it.
Fine, but I'm keeping the sandwich.
Visit TNVIPrewards.com to enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Ever wonder what that Nike logo is all about? The swoosh? I think I got it figured out. It's the sound all your money makes flying out of your wallet to pay for those things. That's why I wear Skechers, because Skechers has all the comfort, performance, and style I need for a price that is unbelievably affordable. Look, let's start with comfort. Nobody makes more comfortable, perfectly fitting shoes than Skechers, and all with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they have incredible style, and they're even machine washable, so you can keep them looking good for longer. Find your perfect pair at Skechers.com or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill back filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. It is kickoff day in the NFL. We are very excited here in studio. We're definitely going to do a lot of NFL talk today. Chiefs and Texans tonight, Mahomes and Watson, the 2 highest paid quarterbacks in the entire league. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker, Radio.com NFL Insider, about that at 4:25. And then at 4:44, we're going to talk NBA. I still can't get that right. 4 stories at 4:44.
Spit it out, dude. Come on.
It's ridiculous. But anyway, we'll talk NBA. There was a crazy NBA game last night. I may or may not have caught part of it. We'll get into that then. At 5 o'clock, we'll get our puppy update with Jeff Calkins. 5:25, we'll do a little bit more football talk, most likely, and then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. But, Bennett, we have a, like I said, it's kickoff day today, and we prepared last night or this morning. In my case, it was this morning. All of our picks for the NFL this year, that includes every single division, a Super Bowl pick, and wild card picks.
Yep.
Because tonight's a big night. I'm really excited to watch Mahomes go, partly because he is my quarterback in fantasy football this year, I'll admit it's
an exciting opener. I feel like typically, maybe I'm wrong, it just feels like typically with the openers you get one really good team and one okay team. But I like the quarterback star power tonight with Watson and Mahomes.
And for whatever reason, I remembered this game being some crazy high-scoring game last year. It was 31-24, so not insane.
Yeah.
But still a pretty good game, and the Texans beat them last year.
Yep.
They were one of the few teams that accomplished that. I think that the Chiefs, that they win handily tonight, but I'm really excited. And like I said this about Memphis, I feel bad saying I'm excited for this, and I was less excited for Memphis, but I think that after talking about it all week, and now I've watched a lot of the coverage on TV today, whereas Saturday I was watching Derby stuff before the Memphis game. For whatever reason, I'm fired up. I had my fantasy drafts. Maybe that got me in the mood.
Oh, did you have your drafts last night?
Mine was same night as you, 92.9. But I have Mahomes, so I'm excited about Mahomes.
Oh, you did? Where did you take Mahomes?
I took him at pick number 21. I had the number one overall pick, so I took McCaffrey, then Josh Jacobs, then Mahomes.
That's pretty solid, dude.
Yeah,
that's pretty
solid. It's a good start. Yeah, I like my team.
Okay.
But no, I'm excited. I'm really pumped for that. And last year I had Lamar, and he was so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I said, all right, screw it. I'll just get Mahomes so I know that I can have the two most fun quarterbacks back-to-back years. Let's get into these picks.
Okay.
Where do we want to start?
Let's start with the AFC East. Let's just kind of go in order. We'll do AFC first, then NFC.
Okay,
Are you cool with that?
Yep, cool with that.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with the Buffalo Bills. Jeff Calkins, Buffalo Bills winning the AFC East this year. No Tom Brady in New England to terrorize that division like he has for so long. I think this is finally the Bills' chance, which means they will come in last place in that division. My wife is from Buffalo. She's a diehard Bills fan. So I'm going to go with the Bills. They've got the defense, one of the best defenses in the NFL. And I think Josh Allen takes the step.
I have Bills fans in my family as well. My grandpa is a big Buffalo Bills fan, lives with my parents now, so he will, I'm sure, be watching the game this weekend. But I can't pick the Bills. I'm sorry. I'm siding on the side of Jeff.
Get some music going for this. Yeah, there we go. We need a little pizzazz to this
segment.
I'm siding on
the side of Jeff in the ultimate pessimism when it comes to Buffalo, and I'm going to go chalk, and I'm going to pick the Patriots here. I think Cam Newton will be good simply because he's got Bill Belichick as his coach and he's healthy now. Although I will freely admit, the Dolphins are the team I'm the most interested in this division, and it's because of Tua.
Because of Tua, he's not going to play till later.
Yes,
it'd be too late.
But I'm interested to know like what he's going to look like when he gets in there, because I think that they do have some weapons. Like Devontae Parker is pretty good. They added Jordan Howard this year.
Williams,
like they can be better. They can be one of those surprise teams. If they get good quarterback play, I don't think they're going to get it with Ryan Fitzpatrick to make any noise. But if Tua's awesome, or as awesome as he was in college, I think that they'll be much improved.
Okay, it's funny you bring that. I am honestly rooting for them to like lose their first four games so we get Tua in there pretty quickly, because I want to see him too. I mean, I really do.
They're going to be really careful with that hip.
Okay, so you're going Patriots. I'm going Bills for the AFC East. Let's go AFC North. I think this one's pretty easy. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. I know Big Ben is back for the Steelers, and they went 8-8 last year, but the Ravens have arguably the best offense in the league next to Kansas City, so I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep, give me the Ravens too. Lamar Jackson, he honestly might be my favorite player in the NFL, period. He is so fun to watch. Like I said, I had him last year on my team, so I watched every Ravens game. And they got way better. I wanted the Bears to take J.K. Dobbins in the draft this year because he was slipping. I said, wow, this kid is really, really good if you watch him at Ohio State. Of course, the Ravens find a way to pick him up. So now you have Mark Ingram, who's a touchdown machine when you get down in the red zone, and J.K. Dobbins, who can catch it out of the backfield. Hollywood Brown is fast as hell. Lamar Jackson is just incredible, does everything. Mm-hmm. They're going to be awesome again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I do overall think that division is going to be way better with Ben back in Pittsburgh, and I think the Browns are going to be better.
I was going to ask, what do you make of the Browns? There's three teams that can compete. If the Browns really can turn it around, and the Steelers are going to be improved, we feel like, right?
Well, they were a horribly coached team last year, and they just, once it started teetering, it just fell off a cliff. With the Browns, like, it wasn't one of those things where, like, they had it.
Right.
It got bad and got bad and got worse and got worse. Everyone complained. I think they're loaded. They got a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. So if they could put up points, then I like the Browns this year. I think that division is going to be – I think the Bengals are going to have a nice offense with Joe Burrow.
They got to block somebody
first. He's got a chance to be Rookie of the Year possibly. I mean, I think that they're going to make some noise. I think it's a good division, but I think it's the Ravens division.
I think it's a good division too. The Browns are interesting to me. I think the Steelers will be better than the Browns this year. I just think that they have more experience. They have a coach that I believe in Mike Tomlin. I still like Baker Mayfield. On paper, the Browns should be good. But it's one of those things that I just need to see before I can believe.
Yeah.
And the Bengals, I'm with you. Like, Joe Burrow played awesome at LSU, and everybody expects him to be awesome in the NFL. but they couldn't block anyone.
That's
last
true.
Year. They were missing Jonah Williams, who was their first round pick from Alabama.
Right.
He was done for the season.
He's
but
back.
If they
he's
don't
healthy.
Block, they have no shot yep. to be any good at all. That's my concern with the Bengals.
Okay, let's go to the AFC South. This is a no-brainer for me. I'm going with the Titans. They are everybody's darling this year, which obviously makes me nervous as hell. But I think that they didn't win the division last year, you know, and they made it to the AFC Championship game. You got to win the division this year. They get Clowney in there. Vic Beasley's reported. Like, it's set up. Everything is set up for them. You know, if injuries don't happen, it's all set up for the Titans. They got to deliver.
I'm with you. I'm taking your Titans. I'm not super confident because I think the Texans are still pretty good. But on paper, the Titans defense is legit. Like, they're legit now.
Yep.
Now, Vic Beasley, is he fully healthy? I saw that
he's
was on an injury.
He's fully healthy according to the Titans right now. So
okay.
He should be ready to go on Monday Night Football. Kevin Byard back there, the dude led the league in interceptions. Like,
Clowney, obviously,
they
now
lost
in the mix.
They lost Logan Ryan, who's a leader of that team at corner, but Adoree Jackson hopefully makes the leap this year and becomes one of the elite Pro Bowl corners in the league. So I think they're set up, man.
When I look at the Titans, they have everything that you need to be a good defensive team because you have, like, Ryan Tannehill, you don't think he's going to really impress. You're not expecting him to be amazing or anything, but you have a good defense that can stop teams. You've got a running game that you can rely on, and you got a guy who can go over the top with A.J. Brown. And so you have it all. Like, there's really no excuse for the Titans not to win this division this year because on paper, they are very, very good.
Yep, totally agree. Okay, the AFC West. Come on. Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, it's easy. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes. That's all you really need to say. Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback in the league. Even if their defense isn't great, which that defense should be good. Remember last year, early, it was like, well, can they win a Super Bowl with their defense not being good? The defense improved as the year went on, and they were good in the playoffs. Even with a mediocre defense, that team, you know, Patrick Mahomes can carry them to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Chiefs, I'm taking the Chiefs too. This is actually, I took notes before I came in. I didn't write a single note under this.
It's
because
just Mahomes.
It's
yeah.
just chalk right yep. here. It's super easy. Now, the Broncos are interesting to me. No Von Miller really hurts. But I want to see how Drew Locke plays because I think that they can contend if they can, you know, have some firepower. Now,
yep.
Cortland Sutton is hurt. I don't know if you saw that.
I did, yep.
So he's going to get an MRI. The Broncos were interesting. They're now suddenly a lot less interesting.
Yep.
But, yeah, the Chiefs is easy. Easy pick.
My AFC wild card picks, we talked about the Texans. I agree with you. I like the Texans. I just think they flip-flop with the Titans. The Titans take the division this year. Texans take the wild card. So I still like them. I still think they're a good team. I just like the Titans better. I'm going to go with New England. I know you picked New England to win the division. I've got them in the wild card because I like the Bills better. And I think the Cleveland Browns make the wild. You know, we
wow.
get an extra wild card team in each division this year. So yeah. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. I think that they got the talent, and I think with a new coaching staff in there, they're going to put it together.
Yeah, I've got the Texans as well. I think that the Texans are still going to be a good team. You've got Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, so still high expectations there. The Browns I am throwing out. I'm going with the
you
Pittsburgh
Steelers. You don't like
that.
I told you I was going to have a surprise pick.
I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers as the second wild card team here. They went 8-8 last year. They didn't have a quarterback for like half the season. You get Ben Roethlisberger back if he can stay healthy and out of a walking boot. You expect that the Steelers would be pretty good. And they're always tough. That division isn't going to have any easy wins, so maybe that's a tough pick to make. But, you know, I'm going with the Steelers there. And then the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
I'm not throwing them out completely. I think that division's pretty weak. I mean, you can beat the Jets twice. You can beat the Dolphins twice.
That's why I had two from that division. Same deal.
They'll
Dolphins, Jets going to suck.
They'll probably beat the Patriots once. So I just think that the Patriots are also going to run through those teams. Both of those teams are going to pile up some wins just by default because that division is just pretty bad outside of those two.
All right, let's go to the NFC NFC East. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. I know Philly took the division last year. They come into the season so banged up on the offensive side. Like, Miles Sanders may not play week one. Alshon Jeffrey, their first-round pick, Jalen Reagor, they're all out probably for week one. I just think the Eagles coming in a little too banged up, and the Cowboys are just loaded with talent.
This is my surprise pick. And I am going against
you
what you
say
just
the
said.
Giants or the
I'm going
Washington
against
team.
What you said, and I am taking the Philadelphia Eagles to win the division. They are banged up right now, but I think that on paper, like, they're still a pretty good team, and you don't want to pick. You don't want to pick the favorites across the board here, so I needed to go with a couple upsets because it will inevitably happen. I think the Eagles still have a lot of talent, and I'm a believer in Miles Sanders if he can stay healthy. I think that he's going to be really good this year. So give me the Eagles over the Cowboys in the NFC East. And I know there are a lot of Cowboys fans, so that might upset people, but that is my upset pick of the day.
NFC North, I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings over the Green Bay Packers to win that division. I think that I know Green Bay made it to the NFC Championship game last year. I'm just not buying they're going to be able to do it this year. They did nothing to address any of their team needs in the offseason. Aaron Rodgers is a year older. We'll see, you know, how well him and LaFleur get along, but I'm not on the Green Bay Packers wagon this year. I think the Vikings have a really solid team. I think Cousins is a good enough quarterback to win that division for the team.
Yeah, I think that the Vikings will win the division as well. But I will also say, if you look at the odds for this division and who's going to win, Vegas sets it as almost a exact tie between the Bears, Packers, and Vikings all together. I think the Bears' defense is still going to be really good this year.
Yeah.
You've got Eddie Jackson, who's a superstar. You've got Khalil Mack, who's a superstar. You add Robert Quinn from the Cowboys. They're going to be dominant on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to come down. I mean, if Mitch can't move the ball forward, they've got no chance. So give me the Vikings. But I'm with you. I thought the Packers were going to do a lot more to try and get better. They really didn't do it. I mean, the Jordan Love pick didn't make any sense.
Right.
And I
don't
like the
vibes out of
Green Bay.
And then they take A.J. Dillon
in
the second round. Yeah, I'm with you. The thing is, back to Mitch, like, he might not suck. We haven't seen any preseason games. We haven't seen,
reports out of camp is that he looks pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah. And Foles both.
Okay, so it was just the lesser of two evils, I guess. Yeah.
You just can't, if you bench Mitch to start the season, if you say Trubisky, you're out, Foles, you're in.
You can't go back to him.
You can't go back to him. So you have to start with Mitch. And like I've said, the last 2 days, I'm in. Who cares? Break my heart. Be terrible. I'm used to it anyways. I think the Bears have a chance to make it. I'm not going to pick them, not even to make the wild card, so there's a little bit of a giveaway. But I do think that they have a good chance.
Yeah. NFC South, I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints just because they have the experienced team that's been together longer than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's my only reasoning behind that. I think both teams are great. I think both teams make the playoffs. But I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints to win the South.
Give me the Bucs. The Bucs are interesting.
The Bucs, okay.
And I think that Tom Brady is going to be on a mission this year. That's a tough pick there to pick between the Saints and the Bucs. Really didn't even know which direction to go. I think both teams are going to be excellent, but I bet you they split that series this year. And give me the Bucs. They're interesting. I like them.
NFC West, going with the Seattle Seahawks. I know that the 49ers was the Cinderella story last year and ended up making it all the way to the Super Bowl. I just think Seattle's a better team. And they've got Russell Wilson, who I think is an MVP candidate this year.
Yeah.
That's going to be another prediction of mine, that Russell Wilson makes a case for MVP this year.
Russell Wilson, to me, is also the reason why I'm going with the Seahawks to win this division. Honestly, when I looked at the 49ers and what they did last year, like they got to the Super Bowl by running the ball and playing great defense. When you go back through some of these teams that have made the Super Bowl based off of that and that alone, not all of them have been great. Seattle's like the one exception where the defense translated year to year.
Yeah.
Bears went to the Super Bowl in 2006 with Rex Grossman. They were 7-9 the next year. That was all defense. Broncos went to the Super Bowl in 2016 based on all defense. They were 5-11 the next year. Rams went to the Super Bowl the year before last. They went 9-7 last year. I think that the 49ers will probably regress.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I've still got to, so we'll go to the wild card picks. Obviously, since I had New Orleans winning the NFC South, I'm going to go with Tampa Bay as a wild card. I'll go with the 49ers just because they made the Super Bowl last year. Like, I just, you know, I think that's a really great defense. And I think that Shanahan's creative enough, no matter who you have on the offensive side of the ball. Like, he's like, especially with those running backs last year, like, right. Raheem Mostert running all over the league. Like, I just, he's creative enough offensively to get that team in contention again. And then my surprise one, I'm going to go with the LA Rams. I think the NFC West gets three teams in the playoffs this year. They were 9-7 last year, like you said, but they're coming off a Super Bowl appearance the year before. They've got a lot of those pieces still there. They just paid Jalen Ramsey, the highest paid corner in league history. Still got Aaron Donald. Like, that team has a lot of talent. I think they're just being slept on a little bit because they didn't make the playoffs last year. So I think they'll at least get in as a wild card this year.
My two upset division picks, I've got the runner-up making the playoffs, so that's Saints and Cowboys, obviously. The Saints are going to be really good again. I think they're going to win a lot of games. I just think Tampa's going to win a lot of games, too. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are loaded on paper, should be great. They just tend to fall a little bit short of expectations almost every single year, so that's why I picked against them, but I think they will be in the playoffs as a wild card. And then lastly, the 49ers. They're still good. They still have a lot of talent. Yep. They have a good head coach. I just think the Seahawks are the team to beat there.
My Super Bowl prediction this year, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they get back to the Super Bowl, and they will be taking on the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to say that the Chiefs beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game. We'll have a repeat of the AFC Championship game. Same outcome. Chiefs beat the Titans. They'll take on the Saints in the Super Bowl. And I've got Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints winning the Super Bowl, and Drew Brees retires after the season.
Well, I picked against the Saints in the division, but I'm also going to pick the Saints to go to the Super Bowl. They have a lot of talent. Drew Brees is at the end of his career. I hope he gets one more. It's hard. Like, they have so many weapons everywhere, and so you just try and pick the team that you think is going to have the most offensive firepower, because that's what the Super Bowl has been a lot of times in recent years, especially the Super Bowl winner. That's the reason why I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens on the AFC side, and I think that the Ravens this year will get it done. Lamar Jackson is going to win the Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens, so give me the Ravens as my Super Bowl pick.
I like it. I think we have a nice little slate of picks there. And we were kind of similar. We didn't talk about this before the show. We were pretty close there.
Yeah, no, we purposely did not say anything. So how many of them were similar? We had difference in the AFC East, same AFC North, same AFC South, same AFC West, different in the NFC East, same NFC North, different NFC South, and same NFC West. So really not – just four were different.
Yep.
So a lot of agreeance there.
I like it.
I'm super pumped to watch this game tonight. What time does it kick off, Bennett? I believe it's 7.
It's got to be like, I'm sure they kick off around 7:20, something like that.
Yeah,
isn't that typically what it is?
7:20 tonight. Yeah. You know, it'll probably get pushed back and be later. Ooh,
especially
than that.
With the opener,
They've got the pregame performances and everything. I think Alicia Keys is doing the pregame performance. Kansas City, let's do one more pick before we go to break and talk to Ross Tucker. Kansas City, 9.5-point favorites tonight, and the total is 53. Give me a pick on the spread and the over-under.
Oh, God. I'll take the under just because it's a weirder offseason. So I'll take the under just because I think it could be a little sloppy for that first game without any preseason. And you said 9.5? Chiefs 9.5.
That's a lot of points.
That's a whole lot of points. I think it's closer than that.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs. Double digits. I think it'll be a 10-point game.
Okay.
That's barely a cover, but I'll take the Chiefs. And I'm actually going to go against you on both. I'm going to take the over. Mm. I think that we all have the tendency to think that the games are going to be sloppy, but like that Navy BYU game, I have a tendency to think that the less amount of reps they've had on defense without the tackling in the offseason is more impacted than the offense.
Side. I got
so
you.
I think there's a potential to have a whole bunch of points tonight. So.
Okay.
All right. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish. When we come back, we'll talk to Radio.com insider Ross Tucker.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. No other barbecue place in the Memphis area, not even the most famous ones, has an owner that accomplished. Similarly, no other barbecue place in the Memphis area has an owner who is starring in a new Netflix show, but Memphis Barbecue Company does, and that's because Melissa Cookston will be a judge on the American Barbecue Showdown. It debuts on Netflix September 18th. You can find a preview right now, Netflix.com. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give guests that fresh from the cooker quality, regardless of the time of the day. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality. The address, 706 DeSoto Cove, and Memphis Barbecue Company is using UV light technology to ensure all tables are sanitized after every guest. You can feel safe inside, but yes, curbside remains available if you want it. Order online, memphisbbqco.com.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. We're coming by to assist anyone who hasn't completed it yet, and we'll be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. We'll be asking some simple questions that will inform funds for healthcare, education, and more over the next decade. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh my God, the roof is leaking! Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through!
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
Here on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. On the line now is Radio.com insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at radio.com/picks to sign up. Let's make them the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Ross, we have reached the day. It's finally here, NFL kickoff. A couple months ago, I think there might have been a little bit more doubt that this was going to happen. Did you ever question that we would have football on time this year?
So a couple things. Number one, I love that the big interview is presented by Fleming's, although I am starving right now and I'm in a hotel because I'm doing the Army game against Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. I'm going to have two turkey and cheese sandwiches for dinner. So you guys are killing me with that Fleming's Steakhouse. Killing me, telling you.
We'll have to get him to send you something, Ross.
Oh, my gosh. Send me a biggest filet you have, medium rare. Oh, so good, dude. So good.
We got you.
Anyway, yes, I absolutely had my doubts. And I think if anyone says they didn't, I think they're being dishonest. I mean, you know, when things started to happen and it wasn't getting better and college football conferences were canceling the season and the Florida Marlins or Miami Marlins or whatever their name is had the outbreak. Yeah, I mean, I think I was a little bit concerned and thought there was a chance we would never get to tonight. And I am thrilled I'm wrong and thrilled. I wasn't wrong, but I'm thrilled that we got here. And that the NFL has done such an outstanding job. Now, it's still a long way to go, obviously, throughout the season. But getting to this point, they've been fantastic.
What is the biggest storyline coming into this NFL season? I tend to think that it's the Tampa Bay Bucks. What do you think?
It's the Bucks and the Patriots. I mean, you know, can you imagine if they played in the Super Bowl? Can you even imagine, Drew? I mean, it's that would be the craziest Super Bowl ever. Brady versus Belichick. I mean, it's not going to happen, but wow, that would be unbelievable. So I think the Patriots have been the biggest story in the NFL over the last 20 years, right? Brady, Belichick, 9 Super Bowls, 6 rings, the whole deal. We know that. So now the question that everybody wants answered is how much of it was Tom Brady, how much of it was Bill Belichick, and how will they do when they're away from each other? And we're going to get a chance to find out. Now, it's a little bit skewed because Brady's, what, 43 now? So a little bit skewed, but we still get at least some sample size of what these guys are able to do when they're not with each other anymore, which is really interesting.
Let's be honest. There were a lot of people, fans at least, that weren't big Patriots fans at the end of the day because they won so much and they were so successful. We had the conversation yesterday on the show whether we think the majority of NFL fans would rather see the Tampa Bay Bucks win the Super Bowl or the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl. Which way do you think the NFL fans are leaning?
Oh, I think it'd be the Bucks. I think people are much more bothered by Belichick and the belief that he's kind of the mastermind of a lot of the different, you know, scandals they've been associated with. Plus, that's the franchise that keeps winning, right? I mean, they've won 6. I think if the Bucks won, people wouldn't be nearly as upset. I think Brady's more likable, and, you know, it would be the Bucks winning their 2nd Super Bowl ever rather than the Patriots winning it again.
Are the Patriots still the favorites to win the AFC East, or do you like the Bills?
I like the Bills. I like the Bills. I think it's their year. I'm still somewhat skeptical of New England. They had a lot of guys opt out, man. And we'll see what happens with Cam Newton. All of the reports have been really positive, really favorable. But at the same token, Carolina obviously didn't think he had anything else left. Otherwise, they wouldn't have cut him. And I don't really think that Ron Rivera in Washington thought he had a whole lot left. So we'll see how much he really has left. But for sure, those teams did not think he did. So if they're skeptical, I'm skeptical.
I want to make my way around the AFC first. The Titans are the home state team here. Bennett is a big Titans fan. What do you make of them? I think on paper, they have a little bit of everything. They've got a good running game. They've got a guy who can go over the top in A.J. Brown. They've got, on paper, a great defense. Are the Titans missing anything? Should the Titans be the favorites in the AFC South?
So I kind of like the Colts in the AFC South. I think the Texans, Titans, and Colts will all be between 8 and 10 wins, right? So I could choose to pick any of them if I wanted to. And I guess the reason why I'm going with the Colts as much as any other is just because they were down last year. And, you know, you pay attention to the NFL long enough, it just seems like, you know, when one team's down, they bounce back, they come back. The next year, especially when they get a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, and even if his arm isn't what it used to be, he was never really beating people with arm strength anyway. I mean, it was primarily his brain. He still has that. This is the best offensive line he's ever had. It's probably the best offensive line in the NFL. So I think there's a lot to like about the Colts. I think the Titans will be in the mix again. I think it depends on whether or not you believe Ryan Tannehill will play as well this entire year as he played down the stretch last year. That's part of it. They lost their right tackle, Jack Conklin. Defensively, we'll see how quickly Jadeveon Clowney can get up to speed. They did lose Jarrell Casey and Logan Ryan. But certainly, I think the Titans are in the mix.
In the AFC North, there's also 3 interesting teams, in the Browns, the Steelers, and the Ravens. How do you think that division shakes out?
Well, I think that there's a chance all 3 of them make the playoffs. You know, now that 7 can make the playoffs, you know, 3 wild card teams. I think, you know, if there's a division in the AFC, I think it's the AFC North. because I think the Ravens are going to the playoffs. That's a given. And then the Steelers, as long as Big Ben is close to what he used to be, even if 75% of what he used to be, I think the Steelers are going to the playoffs. And so then it's whether or not the Browns can get in the mix. I expect them to be kind of right around there all season. I mean, they had the worst coach that I've ever seen in the NFL last year in Freddie Kitchens. I mean, the worst I've ever seen. And Odell Beckham Jr. had the hernia the whole time. I just think that they'll be much improved.
The Bengals have a new quarterback, Joe Burrow, but they had a horrible offensive line last year. Where should the expectations be set for Joe Burrow?
Well, they're still going to have a horrible offensive line this year. I mean, Jonah Williams will be back after his injury, but I still have him. You know, I talked about this recently on the Fantasy Feast podcast. I've got a fantasy football podcast, and I had him as the worst-ranked offensive line in the NFL. And so I love Burrow. I love their skill, but I don't think a rookie quarterback plus the worst O-line in the NFL is a great formula, especially when Burrow had such a good line last year at LSU.
So what, in the fantasy terms, what does that mean for Joe Mixon? I'm taking it you probably don't like Joe Mixon if you don't like the Bengals' offensive line?
No, I'm okay with Mixon because I think the Bengals are going to be losing a lot of games. I think he'll get a lot of touches still. You know, he does catch the ball well out of the backfield. He's still a top 10 pick.
And then moving on to the NFC East, there's Cowboys fans everywhere. There's a lot of Cowboys fans in Memphis. Is this the year that the Cowboys finally can live up to expectations as, I think, probably the big division favorite in the NFC East?
I don't think they're a big favorite, but I did flip it a couple weeks ago. I had the Eagles winning that division, and with all the injuries the Eagles have had, I switched it and flipped it to the Cowboys. I'm not buying the narrative that Mike McCarthy's such a better coach than Jason Garrett. I mean, somehow over the last couple months, Mike McCarthy turned into Vince Lombardi and Jason Garrett turned into Freddie Kitchens. I mean, the last couple years when Mike McCarthy had Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, they had losing seasons. Meanwhile, Jason Garrett, the last 4 years, zero losing seasons, couple of berths into the divisional playoffs, a playoff win with a rookie fourth-round quarterback, or at least a quarterback drafted in the fourth round on his rookie contract the whole time.
It is a little strange, isn't it? I mean, when you compare the weapons that Dak has in Dallas compared to what Aaron Rodgers had in Green Bay, it's not even close, is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Davante Adams is better than any receiver on the Cowboys. And I think Aaron Jones is pretty darn good in his own right. And they've both had really good O-lines. I think the Cowboys have more depth at receiver. And certainly this year with Gallup, and you would expect CeeDee Lamb versus the second and third weapons for the Packers. But I don't think it's as much of a difference as people say.
I guess I ask that to try and play on Mike McCarthy here. How different is it going to be for him to go from a team that has Aaron Rodgers and a couple of good weapons now to a team like the Cowboys, which is pretty deep, but Dak Prescott clearly is not Aaron Rodgers at this point?
You know, I don't know. It'll be very interesting on a lot of different levels, one of which is just the fact that Mike McCarthy's offense really got stale in Green Bay. I mean, it just did. And, you know, now he's using Kellen Moore's offense, which I think is a positive. I think Kellen Moore is a little more creative and that they'll be able to get more done with Kellen Moore than if Mike McCarthy was still the coordinator. But isn't that kind of weird? I mean, you hire a guy like McCarthy for his acumen. You know, he's known as an offensive side of the ball guy, and yet he's not even running the offense. It's not even his offense. I mean, it's all Kellen Moore.
Yeah, the Cowboys are one of the more fascinating teams, I think, to look for in the NFC this year. I want to go on to the NFC North. That's another division where, at least if you look at the odds, there are three teams that have a pretty good chance, according to Vegas, of winning that division: the Packers, the Bears, and the Vikings. How do you see that shaking out?
You know, I would even throw the Lions in the mix. I mean, I think the Packers are the favorites in my mind, but I'm not convinced that the Vikings and the Lions are out of it either. I mean, I think the Bears probably have no shot. I just don't see the Bears having a chance in that division. I think they're going to go back and forth with Trubisky and Foles, and it's going to be a disaster. I think the Lions might surprise people. I talked about it on my Even Money betting podcast. I kind of like the Lions over 6.5 and the Lions to win the division because I think they've got a real shot.
The Bears are in a tough spot, aren't they? Because you really, if you go with Foles to begin with, and we've all watched Trubisky play, and he hasn't been very good, but if you go with Foles to begin with, it's almost impossible to go back to Mitch, correct? So, I mean, for them, they're kind of in a lose-lose situation, do you think?
I think that's fair. I think that's probably why they started with Mitch, because I don't think they want to start with Foles, and then if Foles falters, go back to Mitch. I think this gives them a chance to, you know, get as much as they can out of Mitch, see if he rises to the occasion and plays well. If he doesn't, then they go back to Mitch. I mean, I'm sorry, then they go to Foles.
Green Bay, they struggled a little bit at times last year, and it felt like this offseason they didn't really address a lot of their weaknesses. Would you agree with that? What makes why is Green Bay behind, I guess, in your eyes here?
Well, so everybody wanted them to take a receiver, and they didn't. And I think they should have taken a receiver as well. Instead, they addressed it with their first two picks, two areas that were not needs at all. I mean, you get a quarterback in Jordan Love, you get a running back in A.J. Dillon. You know, it's not, they don't get better that way by doing that. So I think that's why people were frustrated, and they should be. And they're not going to win 13 games again. I mean, they're not going to be that good, but I talked about this on the Even Money podcast. You know, their win total is 8.5. I still like second year for Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur's system and knows what he's doing. And he's going to be kind of ticked off because they took Jordan Love. I think that there's a very real chance that Aaron Rodgers comes out and plays extremely well. And, you know, they're able to win that division. I mean, I still think they win 9 or 10 games.
Real quickly, before I ask you about the game tonight, the NFC South is also interesting. Saints and Bucks. We mentioned that the Bucks are probably the most Bucks and Patriots together are the most interesting storyline going into the season. Who has the advantage in that division?
You got to go Saints. Now, look, I would rather place a bet based on their odds on the Bucks, but I think you got to go Saints. I mean, the Saints have an awesome roster. They really do. I actually have the Saints getting to the Super Bowl and winning it. I think the Saints get to the Super Bowl. I think they win it. I think they ride off. I think Drew Brees rides off into the sunset in a retirement with his second Super Bowl championship.
As we mentioned, it's funny. We did picks right before this, and both Bennett and I picked the Saints to go to the Super Bowl, so we're with you there. I do want to get to the game tonight. Chiefs and Texans. The Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite. What are you looking for? What's the most interesting thing to you about this matchup tonight?
Well, probably just how rusty the teams are and the impact of no crowd. You know, I don't think any of us really know what that's going to be like. So I'm very curious to see how that works out for everybody, right? Like, are they really rusty because of no preseason games, no joint scrimmages, practices, all that stuff? Or do they come out firing? And then, you know, how different is it without any crowd noise for these teams? I mean, I think everybody's pretty interested to see, you know, what the impact is of those things. And we'll find out. I think there's going to be a lot of points. The Chiefs' one weakness is probably their secondary. So I think there will be a lot of points. And I kind of like the over, but I'm still going to pick the Chiefs to win. I mean, I think there aren't going to be very many games this year where I won't pick the Chiefs to win.
Of course. All right. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate your
insight. Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, my pleasure. See you guys.
That was Radio.com NFL Insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your picks into $10,000 at radio.com/picks to sign up. All right, Bennett, when we come back, we're going to do some NBA talk and four stories at 4:44. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Football is back, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of this weekend's action with over $8 million up for grabs across all of their contests. So get in on the action now. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch means more with a DraftKings lineup. It's simple. You just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012. They know a thing or two about cold hard cash, so download the DraftKings app now and make sure to use code WMFS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit and compete for more than $8 million in prizes across all contests. So don't miss this extra special week one bonus, and don't forget to use code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is the Frawls family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frawls family runs with us because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said, "No." With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I liked the desk clerk's response, "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4-Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both,
Staples has everything you need to start the year right, and all at amazing prices.
From notebooks to lap desks, folders to noise-canceling headphones.
This week, Staples two-pocket paper folders and one-subject notebooks are an incredible 10 cents each. Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/12. Limit 6. In-store only. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Why so serious? So where's your class if you are wrong? And all the right ways on the line.
Spilled your drink? Quick! The Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Thanks to Ross for joining us in the last segment. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish. Let's do four stories at 4:44.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Okay, Bennett, I have a bit of a confession to make.
What?
I missed almost all of the Celtics and Raptors game last night.
Come on, dude.
I know, and I'm an NBA beat writer, so it's a bit pathetic.
It's like the game of the bubble.
Okay, here's what happened. Ready? I went back, and I thought I was going to have a very chill night at my apartment, and I was going to watch the games, clean up a little bit, cook some dinner, go to bed early. Well, what happened was my buddy Luke texted me and said, let's go hit golf balls over at Golfing Games because they got the lights on over there. So let's go hit some golf balls. And I didn't want to say yes. I really didn't want to say yes. I actually said no at first. And then I changed my mind. I was like, screw it. I suck at golf. I need to practice anyway because I've been trying to play more. And so I went and hit golf balls, and I get tweet notifications on my phone. And in between hitting a few balls, I looked at my phone, and there was like, I have them on for basically all of the local media and a few of the national NBA guys. And every single tweet was like, oh my God, this game is so awesome. This series is amazing. And so I was assuming that the Raptors had won. But what really happened was the game was going into double overtime. So I was able to watch double overtime on my phone at the golf place, but I missed much of the theatrics leading up to that. Did you get a chance to watch?
I did. I got to admit, that's not a great excuse, but you get some points for at least watching double overtime.
I know. I saw the Lowry shot. That was a big shot. I did see that. It's interesting, like, I didn't know about this great media divide when it came to Kyle Lowry. I learned this listening to Jeff's show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially here, because that was a real thing, the whole pick in between him and Connolly with the Grizzlies. That was a real thing. And I agree with, and I know you're going to talk with Jeff about this probably, but like, I agree with the sentiment that Mike was the right choice for the Grizzlies because it turned into something special. Him and Mark became best friends. Like, the way it worked with that team, it was special. You can't argue. Kyle Lowry's had the better career. He just has. He's won a championship. He's multiple-time All-Star. He's just had the better career. But
there's no regrets.
I think it worked out just fine for the Grizzlies picking Mike over Kyle Lowry, and I don't think anyone would take that back.
Do you remember the viral video of the kid that was trash talking Kyle Lowry?
Yeah.
That's immediately what I thought about after he hit that clutch shot. He's like, he had 6 points. That's 3 points. That's 2 buckets. Like, whatever, you know. I immediately went and thought about that. But he's been really impressive. He's turned into a really good player when he has surprised me a little bit. I was wrong. I picked the Celtics yesterday. You had the Raptors, so you got the pick right. I'm still going with the Celtics in Game 7, but haircut Mark is like, he's now a threat here.
Yeah, I'm the same. I picked the Raptors to win last night, but I think it's going to be Celtics in 7. Although I'm not feeling as confident about it.
No.
Like, that team, again, it goes back to, like, and Jeff talked about this on a show, like, that team has no stars. Like, it's just a bunch of really good, solid players. Like, they don't have bad players. They play. They got a great coach who could have been coach.
Kyle Lowry's pretty good.
Well, Nurse coach of the year? Who was coach of the year?
Yep.
Yeah. So they got a great coach. It works. Like, for what they do works. And they won it last year with Kawhi, but, like, that team without him is still really, really good. It just works.
And Van Vliet is was super underrated, and now he's a super valuable player. He's a free agent, so he's probably going to get paid, and the Raptors are going to have to pay him.
Ananobi's going to be special.
He's very good. They have solid players all around the board. Like you said, no true superstars. I mean, Lowry's definitely leaning on the superstar side.
Right.
But I don't think they have any true superstars. They've impressed me, but I just want to have Celtics and Heat simply because I think there are some bulldogs on either side of that equation. Not that there aren't on the Raptors, but I just think that it would be more intense and compelling to watch Celtics and Heat versus Raptors and Heat. But, I mean, both of these teams are deserving. You can obviously tell. No matter who wins this series, it's fine.
Story number two.
Nuggets and Clippers was last night. The Clippers blew them out again. And afterwards, Michael Porter Jr. had some very interesting things to say. I believe we have that queued up. Go ahead and play that, Bennett.
Mike, when that happens, is that a situation where you just need to demand the ball more on offense? You're looking for sets to be run, or you need to cut more? What are you looking to do to get yourself more involved when you're not touching the ball?
I mean, that's really up to the play calls. It's really up to the coaches who they want to put the ball in whose hand. We kept going to Yoke and Maul. And that's, you know, I think that's they're two amazing players. So you can never get mad at that. But I just think to beat that team, we got to get more players involved. We got to move the ball a little bit better. We can't be predictable against that team.
All right, I have no hands right now. All right, we'll go back to Mike Singer. Mike, go ahead.
Mike, are you at a place, I know it's your rookie year, but are you in a place where you can voice that concern and that thought to Malone, or do you just kind of just let him dictate?
Nah, I think, you know, if I'm going to be out there on the floor playing a lot of minutes, I think I should voice that. So I'll probably talk to the coaches, you know, just tell them what I see being out there on the floor, just letting them know, look, like, they know what we're doing. Like, we got to swing the ball. We got a lot of players who can play basketball and score, so we got to get some more guys involved.
Yeah, I got news for Michael Porter Jr., and he can say Jamal Murray and Jokic are great players and you can't get mad at it, but clearly he's getting mad at it. He's contradicting himself. Yep. The NBA is run, and the end of games go entirely through superstars. And he ain't a superstar yet. He's a good player who's very talented, but he's inconsistent. And we just watched Jamal Murray score 50 points three times in a series against the Jazz. We watched Jokic do this all season long. He really has no room to be saying what he's saying, in my opinion. And I don't think I'm alone in that opinion. I followed Damian Lillard on Twitter, who was tearing him apart. Last night, too, he said, shaking my damn head at the original quote, and he's been going back and forth with people the entire day today talking about how he thought it was a dumb quote. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry, and I think that, you know, Malone made the right move by putting the ball in Jamal Murray's and Jokic's hands. That's just the way it goes.
You just can't say it if you're Michael Porter Jr., and it's funny, like, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think Gary said this on the show. But he has a reputation for being a weird dude, kind of. He's an anti-vaxxer, and that's fine. But, like, I think that he has a reputation of not getting along with his teammates, but I think he has a reputation of not being tight with his teammates, like, wherever he's played, if that makes sense. Like, not a guy his teammates hate him necessarily, but that there's just not – he's like a loner kind of dude.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that doesn't help your case when you're, you know, a young player like that saying, well, I need to be getting the ball and taking shots. Like, it's just your peers are going to call you out and think that you sound stupid.
I saw a tweet from John Hollinger. It was either this morning or last night that said basically – how do I put this nicely, but I don't think injuries were the only reason that Michael Porter Jr. slipped in the draft.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that he makes a great point when he said that, too, because think about how far Michael Porter Jr. fell. Even with the injuries, like...
He was the number one player in his class, and people thought he was going to be amazing.
That's the thing. If you are sure that when that dude becomes healthy again that he's going to be, like, frankly, what he is right now, which is a pretty good player, he would have gone earlier. It was definitely, I think what Hollinger said was it was mostly the injury that is the reason that he fell, but there's other stuff too that led to him falling so far in that draft.
It's just a bad quote. It's just a bad quote and a bad look for him altogether, especially if he's trying to, get traction with his teammates and
right.
be a better teammate. Like, it's just, it's a bad quote altogether. I've seen people talk about, and I think you said you saw it today too, like, how can you get Michael Porter Jr. to the Grizzlies? I don't want to touch that guy. I don't think that there's any need. I don't think that there's any need for something like that.
I don't think him and Ja would mesh well together.
I don't think so at all. They seem like complete opposite types of players and people. And so, anyway, you just can't say that. And he ends up looking pretty dumb, I think.
Story number 3.
College football is on tonight. You've got Miami and UAB.
I think I told you this before the show. This is the first night in history that every major sport is going to be playing at the same time. Obviously not college basketball. College football, NCAA football, college football, NFL football, NBA, NHL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.